a big boy 4 hours saw a sack of flour.
Is that right?
Or a bag of flour.
Have you ever seen anything that looked kind of like a barrel, but it was smaller? I think nails used to come in them.
Nail keg. Mm-hmm. Keg of nails.
Right. What about, say if your wife had some wet clothes she wanted to take out, hang up and dry, what would she take them outside in?
Well, in a tub, wash tub or something like that. Or and hang them on the line.
Did she ever use any kind of basket?
Yeah, have a smaller basket wouldn't hold quite as much as a tub.
Yeah, that's it.
Clothes basket.
Yes, sir. Say if you had a bottle with some liquid in it and you wanted to stick something in the mouth of it to keep it from spilling out, what would you use?
It was a stopper. Mostly a corn cob.
Corn cob.
Well, I used to get him an old bottle of good old moonshine liquor and get him a corn cob stopper.
Those corn cobs ever be used for anything else?
No, they'd strike with them a little about.
They what?
Strike.
What does that mean?
Well, I could tell you.
Oh, yeah.
They're mighty good for that.
Have a supply of them out in the outhouse.
Yeah. I run out about, when you're out about the barn somewhere, just step down and get you a cob or two.
Those stoppers, were they made out of cork or?
Yeah. That's what they use mostly for. When I used to ship lumber, I went up on the rail on the train one time with a fella, young man. He got to talking and he told me that he'd been out to buy some gum lumber, and they told him to buy 3 carloads of gum lumber, 1.5 inches thick. And he says, "What you reckon they do with that?" I says, "I don't have the least idea." He says, "They make shoe polish bottle stoppers."
Shoe polish bottles?
Says, "They sent me out to buy that much lumber to make them bottle stoppers."
That's something.
3 carloads they sent him out to buy.
Goodness. That's going to be a whole lot of them.
Yeah, it'd make money stopping with it.
Sure would. That's interesting. You ever see men who played this instrument, they blow into it?
French harp.
Mm-hmm.
That boy lives down there and play one.
You ever tried that?
Well, I used to could blow on a little bit, not much.
What'd you like to play?
Well, I couldn't play nothing. I
just fool around with it.
Yeah.
I see. Have you ever seen these things at the
game? Yeah, the French harp. I used to have one of them. Somebody stole it. Hanging up in there. It disappeared.
Was that anything like a juice harp?
Yeah.
They make it a twangy
harp? Yeah, juice harp, probably was. French harp is one you need to blow.
And move from side to
side. Yeah. Juice harp and
knock it. What were some of the tools that you'd use around the house to, you know, make repairs or stuff?
Well, like hammer, hatchet, claw hammer.
What's the difference between a claw hammer and a regular hammer?
Well, a claw hammer's got a fork to it where you can pull nails with it. Catch it over a nail, you know. Another hammer is called just a plain hammer. You have a little hatchet, they have what they call a hand axe. It's got a little wider blade and have it sharp where you can trim whatever you want to. Mm-hmm. And bore holes around, you have your brace and bit.